Obviously, that's just a terrific win. After coming back last night from Dallas, you know, where we were at the one-point game with 4 minutes to go, and we let that slip away. You guys just did a great job. Defended them the whole game. Had guys really step up. Bonzi was terrific. He's just on the boards all night long. We get shoot 40%, get 25 offensive rebounds. It's pretty good. 15 between Yao and Bonzi. So, and Yao was obviously, Yao was just great down the stretch. So, it's just really a good win. I told the team, we just have to keep getting better. And if there's the only negative area I could see tonight was having turnovers again. We've got to be able to take care of the ball. We've got to be able to get the ball in bounds. We have to come up with, I guess, some contest for a sideline out of bounds play or baseline out of bounds to get the ball in. It's a great win.
You talk about a lack of support last night in Dallas, and then McCreary not scoring much tonight.
You
happy to see the other guys picking up
slack? Well, I'm just happy to see. We need to get more people involved, and we haven't been doing that. It's not. I was concerned about it, but I just think it's going. I keep saying it's going to take us some time to find our niche. Tonight, I thought our ball movement was really good tonight. I mean, it was tight. We moved the ball in one possession. I don't know. All five guys touched it. I think we end up going back in the alley at the end of the play and then changed three at the end. We moved the ball there. San Antonio is a great, strong side defensive team. They really lock in, and with Tim back there, they're really tough to get to the basket. You have to move the ball. You have to swing it. We did a good job of that tonight. I mean, we had 25 assists tonight, which is great.
Did Bonzi remind you of the guy you coached in the second half?
I don't know what it is about the Spurs, but he had an unbelievable series. He hit some there on the boards, and tonight it was the same thing again. He's just a handful, you know, especially when we go small like that. They have to put somebody on him, and whoever that is, it's hard to keep him off the boards. And when he stays down there and does that, he's got such a great advantage. Yeah, I thought, you know, he came up with rebound after rebound tonight. You know, 15 rebounds, 14 points, huge effort.
2:55 left, call timeout.
Yeah.
What's the process?
Well, they were just really the first time. Actually, we were trying to. I was trying to get Tracy at the elbow and then go to Yao, but they did a good job of pressuring, and that's why I put Rafer in the game because he can get the ball up the court against about anybody. They were going to have to do something with him, you know, in there. The first time he scored, and after that, we were just going to keep coming down the court and going to him, making them double him, or he was going to have an opportunity to score. I just think when we first went out, I think they were putting so much pressure on Tracy and double-teaming him at every opportunity that we just felt going in there, and now they're going to have to double. As long as Yao can see what's happening and see the play, we're going to be okay. And he's just going to get better passed out that double-team. You know, he's had two or three turnovers trying to pass it out off the dribble, which is... When you're 7'6", you don't want to take it down to 3 feet and throw the pass. You want to get it up and find people. But I just thought, you know, it put some pressure on Duncan to try to play him one-on-one, and we're going to get a wide-open shot somewhere.
On his second one, he got his shot before Ginobili could double.
Right.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, being aggressive. You know, don't anticipate there's always going to be a double team coming at you. If you got a good opportunity to go. You know, I'd rather live with those type of turnovers. Because once you turn it all over like that and you go in there and get there quick, now the next time you go, okay, I'm going to slow down a little bit here and see what they're going to do. I always felt that that's what Shaq was always so good about when we used to play him, is when he got it, he knew he had advantage, he was going through people. And if they were coming at him, then he was going to find the right guy. I think Yao just has to continue to be aggressive when he gets the ball. Don't anticipate a double team. Don't anticipate a dig down. Just, you know, try to score.
Why do you think you guys were so successful against Duncan?
You know, when a player like that has a tough night, it's always a combination. I could say we did a really good job of digging down on him and being around him. So he always had people around him when he put it down. He missed, but, you know, usually it's that. And he had an off night.
Do you always have to play them? Ginobili, Duncan, someone for the pump,
that's
all good for
them. Yeah, trying to get the line. Yeah, so much. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes them so hard. You know, I've always felt with Duncan and then Ginobili and Parker, you know, I've always felt that people always talk about their defense all the time. Well, they've beaten Phoenix in the playoffs because of their offense. Those guys attack, attack, attack. So you have three guys who can really hurt you. But I just thought tonight, Tim, I mean, he missed some around the basket. Like I said, it's a combination usually of us doing a good job, guys guarding him, doing a good job. I thought Yao did a really good job on him. He made him shoot over his size, and he didn't foul him. He didn't overcommit. That's what you have to do, and hope maybe he has a bad night.
How many did you practice with Yao's Deke on the floor at the same time?
I told Deke when he went through that, blew through everybody for that dunk. our self-confidence went way up when that happened. And, you know, that's what you love about Deke, though. I mean, we needed him there. Luis got two. And I thought Luis, when he first came in the game, was terrific in dunking. He fired him. He was active. Got two quick fouls. Chuck was still in the back getting stitches. And Deke came in and gave us that surge there where we were able to maintain and keep our momentum going. So it was big. Rayford
Is
does the best job of getting us into stuff. He knows how to get us into it. He handles the ball better than anybody we have. That's his forte. And I just felt, you know, we were struggling getting the ball in, and they were doubling Tracy. So I put him in to get the ball up the court, and then we can choose what we're going to do. And he's also a very good defender. So, you know, that's what's good about it when you have Mike, who's very aggressive offensively, and then you got Rafer, who does other things. You got to kind of pick and choose. And again, that's what I'm finding out about these guys. Every game is a different scenario, and you find out, you know, when you get whatever situation you get into, you can make a decision based on some, you know, feel that you know is positive. But I thought Rafer, for sitting there a long time, did a great job in the last 3 minutes.
What was the deal with the free throw? They were kind of arguing back and forth.
I don't know. Bonzi was trying. They were trying to put Duncan next to Bonzi. You know, and if anything, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to tell Bonzi, you know, I mean, the guy's on the line, is an 87% free throw shooter. All he did was ice him, you know, by trying to get offensive rebounding positioning. Well, he didn't need that with Yao there. So, but he was trying to get Duncan away from him, and I don't know why we got the delay of game and they didn't, because they were both messing around. You think the officials would just tell them to just stay. You know, that would be simple, but that's what it was. I guess gamesmanship, is that what you want to call it.